And tonight, I will let the shepherds finish the race.
啊，圣经上把我们一生的路程啊，比如像一个赛跑一样。
And the Bible describes that our life is similar to a race.
我们来看提摩太后书第十章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章的第七节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第七节。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。第八节。
Verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。我们读到这里。啊，在这里保罗提到说啊，他的生命啊将要结束了。
And Paul described that his life is coming to an end.
那他也提到说啊，他当跑的路已经跑尽了。
And he also mentioned that he has finished the race that he was.
因为他跑尽了，他知道说啊，他将要得到赏赐。
And when he comes to the end of the race, he knows that he will be rewarded.
所以我们今天想想看，我们其实也是跟保罗在跑这个路程。
And today we are similarly like Paul walking on this race.
那我们怎么知道说我们会？把这路程跑尽，到最后我们得到奖赏了。
And how do we know that we will one day finish this race and receive the reward?
那我们应该怎么如何来完成我们的路程，得到奖赏
？And how can we finish this race that we can receive the reward?
那依照圣经啊，最少有四点。
And from the Bible, we can learn four points.
教导我们啊，如何完成这路程，得到奖赏。
And to teach us that how can we finish this race.And that we can be rewarded.
啊，第一点，我们来看哥林多前书第九章。
First point is in First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章的二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们。得着奖赏。
Verse 24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one who receives the prize run in such a way that you may obtain it?
啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，我们赛跑的时候啊，应该要怀着我要得到第一名的态度来赛跑。
And when we participate in a race, that we should have the confidence that we will be the winner.
以前的赛跑啊，得奖跟现在得奖不太一样。
Receiving the reward in the past and what the runner received, they are different.
啊，在现在的这奥林匹克里面啊，我们可以看到说啊，跑第一名有金牌，跑第二名是银牌，跑第三名是铜牌，还有第四名、第五名的。
And today, if you look at the Olympics, the first will have a gold medal, second will be silver, third will be bronze, the fourth and fifth.
可是依照圣经来看的话，在那时候赛跑啊，就第一名得奖，第二名、第三名都没有得奖。
And from the Bible, it teaches that there is only one winner.The champion and the second, the runner-up and following would not receive.
所以人要为了得奖的话，绝对要跑第一名。
And to receive the reward, one has to be the winner.
那只要第二名的话，没什么奖。
And if you are runner-up, you may not be rewarded much.
所以我们在跑天国路的时候，我们应该有一个这种认识。
And when we walk on this heavenly journey, we need to have this understanding.
我绝对要得到第一名。
That you must have confidence that you will receive the be the winner.
这个第一名呢，不是说跟人家比赛说哦，我才干好啊，我钱多啊，不是这个。
And to be the champion is not that because that you are more capable or you have a better financial support.
而是说跑这第一名是说我们跑天国路的承受，我们绝对要进去。
And that to be a winner, which means that you will have confidentiality that you will enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们要这个决心啊，我们要进去。
You have the determinations that you will enter the heavenly kingdom.
想想看
，Let us think.
想看在审判大日的时候，我们差这么一点点。
And in the judgment day, you will be just this minute little to enter.
我们差一点点就进到天国了。
That you are just small portion that you will enter the heavenly kingdom.
你想想，在地狱里面呢，我们可以跟别人夸奖说：“你看我是多么近啊！我跑了99.99%，我差这么一点点就跑进天国。
”And if you are cast into hell, then you can.Boast of yourself that you are 99.99% confident, 99% assured that you enter the heavenly kingdom.
可是啊，那差那一点点是多远呢？
But that small portion, how large is it?
差了一点点是东西这么极端的两个极端啊。
And that small differences is just like between the west and the east.
天和地这么远啊。
It's just like what is different. The length is like heaven.
差这么一点点啊，就是天堂和地狱了。
And that's different of that small portion is between heaven and hell.
啊，最近我们在美国有竞选。
And lately, we have the election in the United States.
那这两个竞选呢，就一个人得奖，变成总统。
And there is two candidates. One was elected as the president.
那请问那第二名有没有得奖？
And let us ask the runner-up of the candidate. Did he receive the reward?
他是不是变成副总统呢？
Did he become the vice president?
他什么都不是啊。
And he received no reward.
所以我们在赛跑的时候，我们要个认识。
So in a race, we need this understanding.
我们要把我们全心啊、全力的专心在这里面，绝对要得到第一名，绝对要得到奖赏。
That you need to have the full confidence that you will be the winner.
只要差那么一点点的话，太可惜了。
And it's pitiful that you just a little short.
那我们如何有这种态度啊，跑的要得第一名？
And what attitude do we possess that we can be the winner of the race?
我们看路加福音13章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音13章的24节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 24.
13章的24节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 24.
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门啊！ 我告诉你们。” 将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。24.
Strive to enter through the narrow gate for many. I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
我们如何怎么知道我们可以进这个窄门？
And how are we sure that we can enter this narrow gate?
我们真的要用我们一切的力量、一切的心血，要努力的进去。
And we have to use all our might and all ourselves to enter.
我们可能就是要牺牲一切来进去。
We may probably have to sacrifice all we have to enter.
在哥林多前书的第九章25节， 我们翻回来一下。
Let's return back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25.
哥林多前书第九章的25节， 这里有告诉我们。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 25 tells us,
当我们在跑这路程中， 我们要有节制。
And when we participate in this race, we need to have a determination.
25节这里说，凡叫力争胜的，凡事诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得那能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Verse 25, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperamental in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but for we imperishable crown.
我不知道有没有人明天要赛跑的时候啊，那天晚上啊去 party 去跳舞。
I do not know if any runners the day before competing in the race they will go wild party.
那去跳舞跳了，早晨3点钟再回来睡觉，明天8点钟要去赛跑。
And probably they will go hang out until 3 a.m. in the morning, and then it will just go to the
那想想看，他这样赛跑会赢吗？会第一名吗？
And would you think that this runner be able to be the champion?
他没有把他最好的一切投入进去。
And this runner did not put all he had.
在我们生活上也是要这样子啊。
In our life, this is happen so.
我们要有节制。
We need to have a.
我们想要进天国。
And we have to have the will to enter the heavenly kingdom.
可是啊，我们有时候安息日啊，不想来啊，想去外面去玩。
And for instance, Sabbath, that we will try to skip it because we try to hang out.
我们真的有努力在跑这天国路吗？
And do we work hard for walking on this heavenly journey?
我们知道说在赛跑的时候，像赛跑马拉松啊，这些跑者啊，都要每天啊，都需要去慢跑一下，每天要运动运动，使他们有这个体力。
And for example, the marathon runners, they have to practice every day.
那我们想想看啊，假如说啊， 我们每一天的生活啊，我们就说我没有时间去慢跑。
And if this marathon runner has a schedule that he is too busy to practice every day.
那你想想看，到那日啊，他可以跑成 跑完这个马拉松吗？
And when the marathon race comes, will he able to finish the race?
这不可能的事情啊。
And it's impossible to finish.
所以这告诉我们说，在我们生活上啊，常常传道啊，还是讲道人告诉我们说，我们每天要祷告读经。
And therefore, some we are often being encouraged that we have to pray and read the Bible every day.
有时候人信徒会说，我没有时间祷告，我没有时间读经。
And some of the answer will be that I do not have time to pray, I do not have time to read the Bible.
但我们现在看，我们真的在那一天要跑步的时候，我们跑得完吗？
And when the race comes, are we able to finish the race?
所以我们在生活上绝对要有牺牲。
So in our life, we need to have some sacrifice.
电视要少看一点。
That we watch less TV.
把那些时间啊用来跑步啊。
And that all this watch TV watching time that we can practice.
那我们就有这种牺牲，每天都在准备啊，就是为了要得第一名啊，那我们可以跑进去。
And that we sacrifice our time, our life, then we practice every day that we one day will.
可是当我们很担心的，现在有很多人在跑这个天国路，好像跑的好像不是用这个要得第一名的态度去跑。
And unfortunately, many that who run the race to the heavens does not have the attitude to be the winner.
跑的有点像说，我跑也可以跑，那我不跑也可以不跑。
And I may or I may not join the race.
那这样跑的话，跑得到吗？
And if we have this attitude, are we able to attain the goal?
可以得到第一名吗？
Can we be the champion?
所以啊，第一个条件，我们赛跑的时候要有这个得第一名的这个心智。
And so that we need to have the determination to be a champion in a race.
那我们要牺牲。
Then we need to sacrifice.
第二，我们看哥林多前书第九章的26节。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 26.
第二个条件啊，当我们赛跑的时候，我们要正确的方向。
And the second condition is that we need to have a good directions.
在哥林多前书第九章二十六节这里说，所以我奔跑不像无定向的。
So when I run, I do not run aimlessly.
假如有人在跑步的时候啊，是乱跑。
And if one runner just run without any objective.
目标是在前面，他往后跑啊，这个人家都会笑。
And when you are supposed to run forward, but this runner run backwards, everyone will laugh at him.
那这是什么意思呢？在我们信仰上，我们怎么如何跑对方向
？So in our faith, how can we walk in the right path?
Right, right. 跑。怎么跑对方向？
How can we run at the correct direction?
第一，我们要相信正确。
Firstly, that we need to believe that there is the right way.
我记得田传道娘说过一个见证。
Once there was a wife of a preacher that shared a testimony.
她见证说她在异象中看到说有很多人有外教会的人也跟她在一起，在准备跑步。
And in the vision, this sister saw that.There are many people, among them there are some non-true Jewish church members that was doing the race.
那这个跑步啊，他们看到说前面有一座大山。
And this runner saw that in front of them there is a huge mountain.
那这大山有很多的山洞。
And on this mountain there is a lot of holes or cave.
那么目的就是这些人要穿过山洞，谁先穿过山洞在那边有一个审判官会说谁是第一名。
And everyone need to enter into that cave, and there's a judge that will proclaim who the winner, who the champion is.
所以他当这个枪一响的时候，大家都拼命跑。
And when the guns go off, that every runner start running.
他看到说有很多人就是看到什么山洞就跑进去了。
And she saw that in the vision, she saw that many runners will run into every hole that they can find on the mountain.
可是她知道说，既然有这么多山洞的话，不是每个山洞都可以带领一个人到山的另外一边。
And this sister knew that not every hole, not every cave has an opening on the other side.
所以她先跑去看看一个山洞，看看有没有光在里面。
And she runs to the first cave and check whether there's any light.
都没有，乌漆嘛黑的。
And it's all black.
跑第二个也没有。
And the second cave is all black.
跑第三个。
And the third cave.
她看到说有洞里面有一个亮光。
On the third cave that she saw there's a dim light.
她知道说这个山洞是直的。
And she realized that she knew that this cave would have an exit on the other side.
所以她就开始跑。
And she continued to run.
她越跑的时候，她发觉那个光越来越大。
And as she goes move forward, she realized that the light become brighter.
越来越大, 到最后啊, 她准备就差那一步,准备踏出去啊, 她知道她是第一名赢的, 因为啊, 这条路上只有她, 没有别人了。
And while she was almost 1 foot away from the exit, she knew that she is only the runner on that cake.
只有她一个人跑这条路。
And she is the only runner running this path.
所以啊, 后来她就醒过来了。
And then she woke up from her vision.
那这告诉我们说啊, 我们在这么多基督教里面啊, 我们要找对教会。
And so this teaches that there are so many denominations that we need to pick the right denomination.
但在圣经里面啊, 啊, 也是这样告诉我们的。
And the Bible also teaches.
我们看使徒行传17章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传17章。
Acts chapter 17.
17章的10节
Chapter 17 verse 10
从第七章第十节到十二节啊, 啊, 在这里是记载着, 啊, 保罗, 啊, 把这个福音啊, 传到这一个地方去。
And here was verse 7 to verse 10 that here Paul began his
preaching. 我们看读第十节。
Verse 10
弟兄们, 随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉 往比利亚去，二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。十一节，这地方的人啊，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。十二节，所以他们中间多有相信的，并有希利尼尊贵的妇女男子也不少。而在这里提到说啊。 在那地方的人啊，就好好去才查考保罗所传的道是否正确。And
here all the believers did study diligently whether the preaching of Paul is correct.
那么他们查考完以后，他们知道说保罗是传正确，所以我们很多人相信。And
that after they share their studies, that they realize that Paul's teaching is true, and many believe.
所以在信仰上面，我们在跑的时候，我们正确说我们是否在正教会，我们是信的，对不对？是不是全备的道理？
And so when we study ourselves, that do we realize that this is the true church that gives salvation for us?
那这个田传道娘的见证啊, 其实也可以用在, 教会里面。
Especially this testimony that can be used within the church.
作为信徒啊, 我们是否有没有追求正确?
And as a believer, do we seek for the correct teaching?
有时候有些人来到教会啊, 他们所寻找的不是很正确。
And there are many that come to study in the church, but without proper with motive.
有时候问他们说你为什么来？
And sometimes that you may ask them, why do you visit our church?
我来啊，是因为啊，我希望我的儿女哦，在可以在教会学乖啊。
And I wish that my children can be learn good manners from the church.
很感谢主，他们来啊，可是问题他们目标啊，没有追求正确。
And it's good that they come to study with us, but their objective is incorrect.
我记得在教会里面发生一个故事。
There was a story that happens in the church.
有一次这个宗教教育老师啊就问这个学生们。
One day the RE teacher asked the student.
我们要像谁呢? 像拉撒路进天堂呢? 还是要像这个有钱的人呢下地狱?
And do we want to become Lazarus to enter the heavens or the rich man to go to hell?
你知道学生怎么回答吗?
And can you imagine how the student answer?
这些学生是说，我两个都不要。
And the student replies that none.
我要在地上活着像财主，我要进天国像这个拉撒路。
I want to be living on earth like the rich man, but to enter heavens like Lazarus.
很聪明啊。They
are very smart.
这么小的小孩子啊，都知道说啊，在地上啊，我要过富足，在天，我以后要去天堂。
And they know that they want to live a luxurious life on earth, but in the end, they want to go to heaven.
我想想看，小孩就知道了。难道我们大人也不是这样做吗？
And even the young, a very young, age, children can understand this. How come, as adult?
比如说，我们问大家说，我们目标是哪里？
And if we ask every one of us, where is our objective?
我们大家都会回答说，目标都是天堂。
And everyone will answer that the kingdom of heaven.
可是我们真的是往天堂的目标跑吗?
Are we running towards the heavenly kingdom?
还是为了钱在跑?
Or are we all running because of the money that is?
有些人嘴巴是说我是向往天国，可是什么心啊、作为啊、脚啊，都是往前那边走。
And some people will say that my objective is the kingdom of heaven, but my heart and my feet is running towards the money.
啊，说在世界上有很多人啊是脚踏两只船啊，也要这世界，也要天国。
And many people on this earth, basically, they put their both their feet on two boats, one on the heavenly kingdom and one on money.
那到底哪一个比较重要？
Which one is more important?
我们到底愿意牺牲什么？
What are we willing to sacrifice?
罗德和罗德太太是一个很好的比喻。
Lot and Lot's wife is very good example.
这两个人啊，也是贪爱世界的。
And both of these person love the world much.
他们啊。一直慢慢地搬进索多玛进去了。
Slowly, gradually, they move into Sodom.
可是这两个人不太一样。
But both of these personality are different.
虽然这两个人爱世界啊，可是啊，有一个是爱得救啊，胜过于爱今世的财宝。
And both of them love the world, but one of them love his life more than the treasure.
所以神当要毁灭这世界的时候，毁灭这个索多玛的时候。
When God was destroying, was about to destroy Sodom.
这个罗德啊，一直跑，没有往后回头看。
And Lot of run forward and never look back.
因为天使跟他讲说啊，你要往前跑，不能往头回头看。回头看的话，命就没有了。
And the angels told him that he should run forward and not turn back, otherwise he will lose his life.
可是罗德太太呢，在跑的时候呢，啊，听到声音啊，她很好奇，也想说以后她的。以前的钱财跑去哪里了？以后以前的那种小众跑去哪里？他往回头看，马上变成岩柱。
And Lot's wife was curious of all the commotion behind him. That he's just curious about what happens to all this luxurious living. And he turns his back and becomes a pillar of cloud.
所以我们可以看到说，这个罗德啊，太太是看起来是往这个天国路程在跑啊，可是什么心在索多玛。
And it seems that Lot's wife runs towards the heavenly kingdom, yet his heart is Her heart is in Sodom.
所以啊，我们在赛跑的时候要有正确目标。
So in our race, we need to have a correct goal.
啊，我们相信正确，而且我们要追求正确。
And we believe the truth, and we should pursue for the truth.
啊，我们不应该住在这种自欺的环境里面。
And we should not live in this deceiving world.
啊，第三
，Third，
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章的第五节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 5。
提摩太后书第二章第五节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 5。
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
我相信，假如我们看到人家在赛跑的时候，有一个人啊。就看 corner， 就是说啊，这个路途太远了，我直接往这个左拐啊，这样跑过去啊，后来走短路啊，啊那我就很快可以走到这终点了，那我就可以赢了。
And any runners, they if they would cut corners, taking shortcuts, making a left turn here and right turn over there, and they will be a champion.
那你想到最后他会得到得奖吗
？Would this runner be able to be a champion？
这是不可能的事情。
This will not happen.
所以现在有很多人啊。啊，在世界上啊，在就追，就一直在追求这个天国。
And to many people on this world today pursue is looking for the kingdom.
是没有按照规矩。
But they do not follow the rules.
圣经啊，是这个赛跑的规矩。
The Bible is the rules for the race.
我们要对圣经的道理啊了解，说我们跑完了才能得到奖赏，不会被人说哦你是那个乱跑的，跑那个短路的。
And we should follow.Read the Bible and understand what the teaching is. Otherwise, other people will laugh at us that you take the shortcuts and you cut the corners and win and be a champion.
那在每一场这个赛跑里面啊，这个规矩很重要。
And in every race, every rules is important.
比如说
，example，
这个田村亮娘有次见证。
One sister Tan once share.
她见证说啊啊，在赛跑之前啊，有另外一个赛跑。在赛跑之前啊，这个法官啊说啊，这个规矩是什么
？And there's in a vision, there's another race that she saw, and the judge commanded these other rules.
说啊，谁把这两桶水啊跑到 这个终点的话，谁带的水最多啊，谁就赢。
And that every runner will carry a pail, a bucket with full of water, and whoever's bucket has the most water at the finish point will be the champion.
所以枪一响啊，大家拼命跑。
And when the guns goes off, everybody runs.
那这跑的时候啊，有些拿这个水桶啊，就是这样子摇来晃来晃去。
And there are some runners that with the bucket that they would just swing high and low.
那后来有一些人啊，就可能在斜坡的时候跌倒了，水全部都丢光了。
Or some that when they go down the slope, they fell and all the water spill off.
可是他们还继续跑，到最后跑到终点。
And they continue to run to the finish point.
可是他见证说啊，他在梦里面，他跑的时候是很小心的跑。
And in a dream, she runs carefully.
啊，他看到说、啊。他见证说有一个斜坡很斜很陡。
And in a vision, she saw that there is a very decline slope that they have to run.
所以他怕说这个水啊会这个溅出来啊，所以他就用跑这个Z 字形的这样子慢慢的下去。
And she was afraid that all the water from a bucket will spill off, so that she walks in a Z method.
啊，他看到说啊，他是这个赛跑里面、啊、最后一个到。
And she is the last of the runners.
那这个裁判官啊，看到他的水啊，就举他的手说啊，你是第一名。
And the judge seeing that she has the most water in her bucket, she is a champion.
那有很多人就不服啊。
And everyone wasn't happy with the decision.
有人说啊，怎么公平呢？我跑第一的嘞。
And how can this be judged? Because I am the champion.
我跑第一名的。
I'm the winner.
可是法官说不是啊，你没有听规矩吧？没有听好。
And the judge says that did you listen to the rules that I just said?
这个规矩就是啊，谁带的最多水到，谁就是第一名。
And whoever's bucket has the most water be the champion.
这教导我们什么呢
？What does this tell us?
在教导我们在做圣工的时候啊，不是说啊，我传福音啊，传给100个人、1000个人，
and、
我传最多，那我得到奖赏最大。
And this tells us that it is not how many people that we preach to 100,000 or so on that you will be rewarded richly.
而重点是说，我们有没有传的按照圣经呢、啊、
？And the important point is that when we preach to others, do we preach from the Bible?
假如我们没有传的全备的道理的话，我们传一千个，一个都不会得救。
And if we do not preach from the Bible, regardless of how many we preach to, none of them will be saved.
那我们看这哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林多前书第三章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12.
第三到十二节
，verse 12。
若有人用金银、宝石、草木，木竹，在这根基上建造，十三节，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试炼个人的工程怎么样？啊，在这里提到说啊。人们是在这个基础上建造。
And there are many foundation, building be built on the foundations.
我们来看读十四节。
14。
人在那根基上所建造的工程，若存得住，他就要得赏赐。十五节。
15.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，仍像从火里。经过的一样，外教会跟我们真耶教会解释这个经节不太一样。
There are many interpretations of these verses from our church.
外教会跟我们解释这个经节不太一样。
The other denominations interpret the Bible verses with us differently.
外教会提到说啊，不管我信了主以后，我不管做什么坏事啊，我都会得救，只是说得到奖赏到底多少而已，不一样而已。
And their interpretation is that after I've been received salvation from God, that regardless of what I do, I will be blessed according to what I do.
那其实他们有这个错误的误解。
But there is some misunderstanding.
在这里啊, 是要建立在这根基上。
And the key here is that it built upon this foundation.
这根基就是真理, 就是主耶稣基督的道理。
And this foundation is a truth, the word of God.
那么, 就说我们在建造的时候, 我们不能犯罪。
So when we build, we cannot commit sin.
我用一个圣经经节来举例。
I will share with you one verse.
我们看这个使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传第五章第一节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 1.
使徒行传第五章第一节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 1.
有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产。第二节。
2.
把嫁银私自留下几分。 他的妻子也知道其余的几分，拿来放在使徒脚前。第三节，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，嫁银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄 神啊。第五节，亚拿尼亚听见这话就扑倒断了气啊，听见的人都甚惧怕。在这里记载的说啊，有一个人啊奉献的时候啊，没有奉献全部，可是他自称说这是全部，说被神惩罚至于死。And
this person was punished by God because he says that he offered everything that he had but he did not.
这个亚拿尼亚看这种情况，他得救吗？
For example, Ananias, did he receive salvation?
他这个奉献真的是建立在这基础上吗？
Is his attitude of offerings built upon a foundation?
没有，不是在这基础上。
And he's not built upon a foundation.
那其实这个亚拿尼亚可以其实啊奉献一半的钱。
In fact, Ananias can offer half of this possession.
那他说这是我一半的钱奉献。
And he can say that I offer half.
那他这样的奉献的话是按着真理，在耶稣基督的道理里面做的。
And if he offer half, he is doing it in the teachings of the of God.
他有奖赏,
he will be rewarded.
那这个像在这个基础上用银子建造,
and his foundation is just like being built,
like with silver.
With silver.
那他把全部的奉献，他说这是我一切的。
And if he to offer 100%, then he will say this is all he offered.
那他在这基础上就像用这个金子建造,
and that he. It's just a built on a foundation of gold.
那么在末世的时候，他会依照他的奉献啊得到赏赐。
And then on the last day, that he will be rewarded by his offering.
今天我们也是这样子啊。
Today it happens to us.
我们怎么做工，怎么做圣工啊，很重要。
And the attitude that we serve is important.
假如我们为了做圣工啊去欺骗人去拉票，那你想这样子做圣工，神会喜悦吗？
And if we were to serve people, to serve God, that if we try to please others and get others to support us, is this proper?
这个有，假如说我们说谎啊，骗人啊，为了达成目的啊，这个不会得到纪念的，而且会被神惩罚的。
And if we would try not telling the truth, but try to serve, but this will be punished by God.
那假如说我们今天做神的工啊，是。 刚好今天我是传道了，我今天是这个执事了，长老了，我刚好是这组长，我要做。
And today happens to be a preacher, deacons, elders, or whatever.
啊，这个在这个基础建造，就好像用木头一样建造。
And this foundation is being built like on a wood.
可是假如有一些人在服侍神的时候啊，他们是用这个，啊，今天啊，我被安排到，就是我来服侍人。
And
来爱人,
some because that I serve because I love others, I want to help others.
这个就像这个银子建造,
and they are just like they being built upon silver.
那有些人呢, 还在爱心上又加说我在做的时候我要荣耀神。
And some says that when I serve God, I want to glorify God.
我要准备的全备，我准备的好。
I would like to offer the best and to serve.
让人家得到造就，让神的名啊得到尊荣。
And that everyone be edified and God be glorified.
那这个在基础上就用金子建造了。And
this foundation is built from gold.
今天我们不定在上台讲道。
Today we may not be preaching.
可是我们有时候在做清扫。
Sometimes we may be designated.
有些人做清扫是心不甘情不愿的。
And some, when they are doing cleaning, they are really doing reluctantly.
有些拿这个清扫的时候是远远这样子画一画啊，干净了，我做完了，
and、
马桶洗干净了。
And somebody would just be doing that in a way that they do it reluctantly.
那这个像木头一样啊，会被烧了，没什么价值。
And this work is just similar to a wood, to a piece of wood that we.
可是啊，有一些人啊，在做事的时候很细心。
And on the other hand, there are some that would do it very diligently.
他真的把里面的洗干净，马桶里面洗干净，而且连外面也擦干净，连地板也擦了。
And for example, cleaning, they will clean the restroom and all the toilet bowls are cleaned.
那这种工作不是很美吗？
Isn't this work beautiful?
那他要做的是为神做。不是为人家看而做。
And whatever we do it for God and not for people.
这是像金子。
And their work is just like gold.
所以啊，我们做事情啊，不要说以后啊，我到天国，你看神，我做一千事情。
And that when we do some tasks that we do not boast to God that this is what I did.
一千个事情，可是没有一项事情是按照圣经道理去做的话，一个都不会被纪念的。
And we may do 1,000 tasks, but if none of them is according to the Bible, God will not remember our work.
在火在这个考验的时候啊，都烧掉了。
And when the trial comes, that everything is burned off.
所剩下的是那真诚的，为爱人爱神所做的，留下来。
And what is left behind is what is to pleasing to God and love man.
那我们可以看看到底我们做了几样。
And let us think of ourselves. How many tests have we done?
所以我们真的要按照圣经的规矩啊，来服侍，来跑这个天国路。
And so we have to follow the rules of the Bible to serve God and to walk
the
heavenly journey.
在赛跑的时候啊，我们应该有忍耐到底的精神。
And in the race that we need to endure to the end.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章的十三节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 13.
马太福音二十四章十三节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
我们想想看，我们在赛跑的时候啊，跑到最后，这个最后的路程了，我们看到那个路程了，可是啊，太累了，我们扑倒在地，不跑了。
And if you compete in the race and you almost reach the finish point but you fell and you give up.
说不跑了。你想想看，多么可惜呀、啊、
！And how pitiful is this that you just give up？
他所受的一切的苦啊，跑所流的汗呐、啊，对不对？所这个所得到的一切痛苦啊，都是白费的。
And all the practice and all the sweats and training that have gone through are in vain。
啊，记得有一个故事啊，在形容说啊、有一个老师啊，参加这马拉松赛跑。
And there was a story that described teachers。One teacher that compete in a marathon.
啊，在日常生活中，他在赛跑的，在这个慢跑的时候，很多人在笑他说啊，不自量力、啊。
And in the practice every day, that everyone mocks at him that this person doesn't know what he's doing.
那到了那一天呐、啊，他去跑马拉松。
When the day comes, he competes in a marathon.
那在跑的时候啊，啊，他也真的有在日常生活中有在练习呀、啊。可是，在跑的时候真的是很长，跑的时候他发觉到他的脚有疱疹。
And that indeed the marathon is a long race. That on that day that he has blister on his foot.
他越跑的时候，这个疱疹啊，已经破了，而且开始流血了。
And as the race goes on, that there's more blisters and the blister pops and there's blood running out.
他的这个膝盖也累了。
And his knee is already wearing out.
慢慢的，他觉得口越来越干了。
And slowly that he feels thirsty.
越来越渴。
And he needs water.
那个精力啊越来越少。
And that he has less stamina with him.
那每跑一步好像真的很痛苦。
And every step forward is so dreadful.
他这一直忍耐着。
He endures.
到最后啊，他扑倒在地上。
In the end, he collapsed.
他扑倒地上的时候，他觉得说他心脏快停止了。
And when he fell on the ground, he felt that his heart
觉得很累啊
stopped beating. He felt very tired.
可是他抬头一看
，when he lift up his head,
他看到那个终点就在前面了。
He saw that the finish point is just barely in front of him.
他看得到。
He can see it.
他想说，我只要这样子躺在地上不动了。
And if I were to lay flat on the ground and not move.
我跑这一些路程，不是都白费了吗？
And all the journey behind me are all useless.
所以他把他一切所有的再集中起来，再跑最后那几步。
And that he woke up, he get all himself back on his feet, and that he just continued his
walk. 他跑到的时候，他心中感到极大无比的喜乐。
And that when he finished, when he reached the finish point, he felt joyous.
弟兄姐妹们
，our brothers and sisters,
我们在信仰路程中，绝对有时候会觉得很苦。
And in our of journey of faith that we sometimes feel in our
有时候觉得我们快不行了。
And sometimes we feel that we are almost the point of giving up.
我们要忍耐到底。
We need to endure to the end.
要我们命的话，我们要还是忍耐到底，至死忠心。
And that even though that we sacrifice our life, yet we need to.
假如我们跑到底的话，我们想想看，我们损失什么
？And if we do not finish this race, how much we lost?
当然，救恩得不到。
We've lost our salvation.
而且第二，我们觉得太可惜了，坐在前面，可是没办法忍耐到底。
And secondly, it's too pitiful because it's just a few paces forward, but yet we cannot endure.
第三
，Third，
我们以前所读的圣经，所花的时间来教会，所祷告、所奉献的，都是白费的。
And all the Bible readings and prayers and the church worship that we attend are all useless.
不是吗
？Isn't it？
有很多人呐、啊，敬拜神到最后没法进天国的。
And many people that worship God that in the end fail to enter heaven.
因为没有忍耐到底。
Because they do not endure to the end.
啊，最近我听到一个见证。
Lately I have a testimony.
啊，这个见证我听完以后我吓一跳，什么叫做忍耐到底？
And after these testimonies, I come to realize what endure to the end means.
啊，这是一个吴明凯弟兄住在台中。
And his brother Ming Kai Wu who live in Taichung.
那他得到这个肺癌呀、
啊。He has a lung cancer.
那长话短说啊，就是他去切片检查。
And he has a biopsy of that cancerous tissue.
啊，医生说这半个小时很简单，不会怎么痛。
It's just only half an hour.
可是
surgery and
在这个切片检查的时候啊，他说、啊、当这管子从他这个鼻子进去的时候啊，好痛啊。
And when the tube was inserted through his nose, he felt painful.
那当他切片的时候，他觉得很痛。
And when they were doing that biopsy or extracting a portion of the
切片检查没有很顺利啊，所以啊一直切片很多次，所以当这个结束以后啊。他说啊，他快差点要死掉了，躺在那个病床上啊，奄奄一息。
And because of that, surgery wasn't very successful. That he has to done many times. They feel that he's so fatigued and so painful after the surgery.
那所以他就那个医生觉得说啊，你怎么这么没有用、啊、
？And the doctor says that how come you cannot withstand this pain?
他好苦啊。
And he feels that the pain in him.
他是向神祈求。
And he prayed.
那啊，神就跟他这样说
，And God told him，
说吴明凯，我知道你的痛苦。
Brother Wu, I know your pain。
哦，他听到的时候，他心中觉得得到安慰
，And he feel comfortable from God。
可是主耶稣在说跟他说几句话
，But God continues to speak to him，
说啊啊，之后啊，你会体验比这更苦的。
Later on, you will feel more pain than this。
哦，他吓一跳。
And he was frightened.
他说：“主啊，不行啊。”
And he said, "Lord, this thing cannot
happen." 他后来祷告一段时间。
He prayed for some time.
那主耶稣在跟他讲话。
And Jesus talked to him again.
说啊，你的痛苦会比我大吗
？And can your pain be more severe than I've gone through?
哇，那时候他脸红了。
At that time, he was ashamed of himself.
啊，他知道说、啊、他要承担。
And he, brother Wu, understand that he needs to carry on the pain.
后来他见证说，他去开刀，啊，开刀的时候真的，那手术比刚那个切片还要来的痛苦。
And when he has the surgery to remove the cancer, it's more painful than the biopsy.
那神也跟他讲说，我不会让你死。
And God told him that you will be alive.
可是开刀完以后啊，他觉得很痛苦，因为有时候啊，这个生病啊，这个病情不是很稳定，后来身体上很多这个管子
，and after the surgery that his health wasn't stable, that he was He has a lot of tube running through his body.
那他就想说, 哦, 主啊, 我很想死啊。
And one day says that I would like to die.
啊, 神说你不会死啊, 可是他常常想着去死啊。
And God told him that he will not die, but he feels that he wants to die.
那后来真的有一天啊, 啊, 这个, 他发觉到说啊, 忽然之间啊, 有这个黑影进来。
One day that he suddenly sees a black shadow comes to him.
他知道是魔鬼。
Now he knows that this is Satan.
那他知道说这个, 那时候刚好他的这个血压在降低。
At that time, that's when his blood pressure begins to drop.
他知道说他发觉到身体马上就冷起来了。
And immediately his body, he feels cold.
他知道说这个叫医生来不及了。
And he knows that the doctor, when the doctor comes, he will not be able to help him in time.
他就请这个他的家人帮忙祷告。
And he requested his family to pray for him.
后来他在赶鬼, 他就心中赶鬼。
And then he cast out Satan.
可是他赶不了。
But he is unable to cast the
Satan. 也是他说奉主耶稣基督圣名赶鬼的时候啊，这魔鬼只是转一边，不看他而已。
And when he cried out in the name of Jesus to cast a devil, the devil turned his face again behind him.
他知道他信心很弱。
He knows that he is very weak in his belief.
他说他赶了三次赶不走。
And he says that he cast Satan out three times.
在那时候啊，这个魔鬼啊就转过来。
At this time, the Satan turns his face facing him.
那他问大家说啊，你想魔鬼看成怎么样？ 就魔鬼长得怎么样子？
And you can see that how the devil look like now.
很丑吗？
Am I ugly?
没有，他说他看魔鬼好英俊潇洒。
And he stared at Satan's. The devil looks very gorgeous and handsome.
是帅哥。
And he's just like a handsome guy.
所以啊，我们看人呢，不要看外表。
So that when we love a person, do not judge by the outward.
魔鬼就跟他说啊。
And Satan
很恭敬、很有礼貌的跟他说，也很有技巧跟他说啊。 哦，我们老大很看得起你啊，特别派我来接你的灵魂。
And that my leader respect you very much. That I come here to take away your soul.
你不要去相信这些门徒的祷告啊，没有用的啦。
And do not believe in the prayer of those disciples of yours. They are useless.
几只小羊在那边祷告没有用的，你跟我一起来吧。
And those couple of sheep praying for you are useless. Come with me.
他那时候他的灵魂啊已经出窍了。
At that time, the spirit already left this person.
他可以感觉到说，他这灵魂啊已经在空中。
And he can feel that his spirit is
floating out from
his body, floating in the air.
那魔鬼就邀请他说，跟我来吧。
And the devil invited the spirit to come to go with him.
那时候我们的吴弟兄说。 我不要。
And this brother says, replies that says, I do not want.
他继续仰望神。
And he wished for God.
当他做了这个决定以后啊， 他发觉忽然怎么有个护士啊， 穿白衣， 好像一个穿白衣的人， 就从这墙壁穿过来。
And when he says no, suddenly he saw a person wearing a white robe walk past out from the wall.
他以为是护士啊， 其实不是， 是个天使。
He thought that it was a nurse, but it's an angel.
那这天使出来就跟这个魔鬼打战。
And when the angel came out, the angel fight with the devil.
就把魔鬼赶走了。
And chase away the devil.
后来看着他说，你回去吧。
And then says to the spirit, return back.
那回去的时候跟他讲说，你看，我没让你死。
And then the spirit says that I did not let you die.
那我在想说啊，真的在那时候啊，我们的吴弟兄可以说啊，到最后刹那了，说。 啊，这个怎么我已经灵魂出窍呢？哎，怎么天使没有出现来接我呢？啊，这个祷告没有用了。啊，我算了，我就跟魔鬼走好了。
And after this story ended, that he says that this brother who asked, "How come the angel God doesn't help me, and how come that I wasn't the prayer is useless? I may as well follow this devil."
他只要这样子跟魔鬼走了，他一切所做的，以前所做的，都虚空了，都已经泡汤了。
And if he were to walk with the devils, all what he did in the previously are all in vain.
所以我们忍耐要忍耐到底，最后一刹那，也要对神忠心。
And we endure, we need to endure to the end, and that we have to be sincere to God.
所以我们今天来操考，我们可以如何的跑完我们的这个路程。
And today we study how we can finish the race.
第一啊，我们要有的态度就是、啊、我们要有这个跑赛跑时候要得第一名的态度。
And we need to have the attitude that we will be the champion.
愿意付出一切，为得到这个奖赏。
That we are willing to sacrifice everything for this reward.
第二
，second，
就是我们跑的方向要正确，我们追求的要正确，信的要正确。
So that the directions, the goal that we need to be proper, that we can have a good direction.
第三
，third，
我们在赛跑的时候要守规矩。
In the race, we need to follow the rules.
我们要对规矩有了解，所以我们跑到底的时候可以得到奖赏。
We need to understand the rules that when we reach the finish point, that we will be rewarded.
第四，我们赛跑的时候啊，我们要忍耐到底。
And last, fourthly, is that we need to endure to the end.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
65首。
65.